A global stock sell-off and a flight from negative yields. In New York, I'm Molly Wood, in for David Brancaccio, here with the Marketplace Midday Update. Investors today are fleeing the low and even negative yields of Asia and Europe, fleeing the stock market too, and the search for safety is leading them directly to U.S. Treasury bonds. Here's Christopher Lowe, Chief Economist at FTN Financial in New York.
There's been increasing anger in Europe and in Japan about the effects of negative government interest rates, particularly banks. Banks are required by law to invest in their own government bonds, and at negative rates, they're actually paying the government to lend it money, which it obviously cuts into earnings. But what's happened in the last few days is we've started to see ordinary investors realizing, hey, I'm getting a negative return too, and they're starting to sell those government bonds and buy U.S. Treasuries, which are, you know, the highest yielding safe government securities in the world.
If there's this huge rush to U.S. Treasury bonds and their yield goes down, aren't we just perpetuating a cycle of low yield?
Well, we are, but at least here it's low but positive. And one of the things, of course, that's keeping interest rates from falling too far is that the Fed has been threatening to raise rates for over a year. Now, right now, the Fed has backed away, which is one of the reasons people are comfortable buying. But Janet Yellen made it clear last Monday that they'll probably be back with rate hikes later this summer.
All right. Christopher Lowe, Chief Economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thanks a lot, Chris.
You're welcome.
Broadway's biggest night is coming Sunday. The Tony Awards take place in Manhattan. These awards for excellence in theater have not drawn the biggest crowds in recent years, but now there's Hamilton. Organizers are hoping the buzz around the hit musical will draw viewers, and one famous department store is hoping the same thing. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Nordstrom is teaming up with Vogue to style and dress the Tony nominees and presenters, and there'll be a live stream on Nordstrom's website as they parade down the red carpet. Viewers who see a bag swinging from a famous arm or a pair of shoes they have to have now will be able to buy them instantly. Chris Ramey is president of Affluent Insights.
How can you touch your best prospects when they're most engaged with what you're showing? This will be standard operating procedure very soon.
See it, want it, buy it. Karen Harvey runs her own consulting group. She says Nordstrom's approach is still pretty new and the Tonys could be a good test case.
The question is, who's watching the Tonys, and are those viewers going to be jumping onto Nordstrom.com to shop?
She says the fashion industry has to make some bold moves to connect with consumers because far fewer of them shop in actual stores anymore. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Talk of diversity in Silicon Valley and the tech industry isn't new, but one sharing economy company is facing inclusion questions on both ends. Airbnb has come under fire recently for discrimination by its hosts. The company's founder said this week it will revamp its entire service to prevent hosts from rejecting visitors based on their race or sexual orientation. Airbnb will also launch a program to encourage more inclusive hiring. Wayne Sutton is co-founder of Change Catalyst, a company that advises the tech community on how to be more diverse. He joins me now. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this unusual situation that some of these tech companies find themselves in, where they might have discrimination on their platforms against their users. Could that be related to a lack of diversity in their workforce?
Yes, because the discrimination is happening at more of a alarming rate and also more in a public format, where before these situations may have happened and nobody heard about it or kind of like just went under the radar. And so if their workforce is actually more diverse, then they'll be very aware of how these issues happen and how to deal with it better or be able to handle better where it wouldn't keep happening over and over again.
Do you think that there's something a little easier or more obvious that Airbnb could do to stop these incidents?
It's difficult because it's a human problem. It's a human problem and it's deep rooted into the American history, right? And so could Airbnb do more? In my opinion, yes, they could do more. So could a lot of other tech startups could do more. But it's hard to do more when you're looking at human beings. There's no technology, no solution that's going to just, hey, we're going to stop racism today or stop biases or stop, you know, classism.
So Airbnb has this new program now, Airbnb Connect, and that is at least aimed at improving workplace diversity, it sounds like, within the company. Do programs like that work?
I think it's a good first step to address internal hiring, but we also look at the whole tech ecosystem and what most of the tech ecosystem values is engineers and that talent pool. So a program like Airbnb Connect will bring in more diverse engineers, but will it address the overall current situation in terms of the Airbnb culture not having enough diverse employees that will be measurable or comparable to the American population?
That's Wayne Sutton, co-founder of Change Catalyst, which was on the Tech Inclusion Conference. Wayne, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Finally, if you'd like to have lunch with Warren Buffett, you better get your checkbook. Bidding on the billionaire's annual fundraising lunch auction up over $2 million, way over last year. That bidding ends tonight, so get after it. I'm Molly Wood. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.